with Coach Partridge the other day. I'm like, I would totally go to war for this guy.
What a strong jawline, too.
Very much so. Kevin Wilson, not so much, but man, is he a good GM. Speaking of GMs, 501-316-4400 or online at Landers.com. We're going to give you a chance to win something here, and then we're going to get into are you doing this week in history every week?
Yeah. I mean, for throughout June, for
okay.
sure.
Okay. During the slow months, for sure, at least.
We're doing a little – we want people to go out there and support it and read it, and so we're just making sure people like it.
We'll get into that and just say there's some very unique things that happened on this week 10 years ago, 25 years ago, 15 yeah. years ago. You've got some great items, and we love to look back on history here in the zone. So we'll get into that in a second. We are also, of course, mourning the loss of James Gandolfini, who I consider to be a thumbs-up kind of actor. Pretty darn good job. I honestly was not a devout Sopranos guy. I am actually thankful that I have not seen all of them, because this is one of those that I would sit down and go back in time, watch it from the season premiere, the series premiere, rather, all the way through. I wish I could unsee Entourage. I wish I could unsee Game of Thrones, then go back and watch it and never have seen them before. I was a late ad to get to Entourage, and I remember sitting down, and it was just like my dad for Father's Day. I got him Game of Thrones season one. He said, this is going to be great. He said, I'll sit down, and I'll watch 1 hour a night. I'll watch one episode a night. It'll be great. So he calls me the next day and says, I watched the entire season last night. I mean, it's that compelling. That's the way Entourage was for me. Once I watch one episode, I'm like, okay, what's the next one?
You still have Breaking Bad to look forward to, because you've never seen that.
I haven't. That's right. A great show. Bless you. It was like
Zoomtight.
It's like an addict. I mean, you're just like, I need more, I need more, I need more.
I got one for you, Justin.
Okay.
Have you heard of Lie to Me?
No.
A series with Tim Roth, the actor.
I've seen the promos for it. I like Tim Roth.
Fascinating show.
Okay.
Fascinating.
Tim Roth was in, wasn't he in Reservoir Dogs?
Maybe.
Among other things.
He's a great actor. He was a role player.
Yeah, he's been in a lot of movies. He's good. You know what? When he dies, I'll cry for him, too.
Y'all got to get on Wilfred while we're talking about TV.
A spectacular.
The American
show.
Version or the Australian version?
The American one's the only one I've seen.
The American one's the only one I've seen, but I guess it's the same guy playing
yeah,
Wilfred.
Yeah, it's the same guy, just different.
He is. It's so good.
I never want to drink beer with a dog before.
So many different
ones. Reminds me of my dog.
I don't want to smoke weed with that dog, but I do want to hang out with him and drink beer. Wilfred is the weirdest, awesomest show ever.
Yeah.
And Frodo is so good in that.
Oh, man, he's killing it.
And then his name?
He looks emotionally Elijah. Fragile.
I don't watch that show. I didn't watch the movies, but.
Yeah.
Know who he is.
Okay. Ryan. Ryan's his name in the show.
Yes, Ryan. Exactly. It is very good. Okay, I've got to find my... what page is that on? My little open.
Entertainment, maybe?
I'm on entertainment.
Sports cuts?
Let's play.
Oh, here it is. I put it up there for you to play.
Oh, thank you. Why don't you just dumb it down for me? Why don't you just tell me where the clip is?
It's time to play Red, White, and Who? Brought to you by Budweiser. Call 433-1037 or 1-800-477-1037 statewide if you want to play.
And, of course, it is for a super cool Budweiser cooler, the coolest cooler that ever cooled.
That's cold.
Or kept warm if you need it. Pretty much keep anything you want to keep cold, cold. And the people who qualify for a cooler or win a cooler qualify for a chance to win a Budweiser refrigerator, which is really awesome.
Next Friday at Dickie Stevens Park on Military Night, must be present to win that.
Yes, you do not have to be present to win today. You just have to call in.
No, today you will get...
To win the refrigerator, you do have to be present to win.
The cooler's all yours, baby.
You're supporting the military, and you're out there hanging out, watching a ball game, having a coldie. All right, what is your question, Red, White, and Who trivia guy, Matty T?
All right, I'm going to keep it simple today. This founding father...
Literally every day, and they have all been, like, splitting an atom.
No, this one really is easy. Yeah. This founding father was Caucasian. Guess. No, I'm joking.
Okay. Wait, was he male?
He owned slaves. He was the first vice president and the second president of the United States.
Paula Deen. Mm. What?
He was the first vice president.
First vice president. All right. Well, that's actually easier than anything else you've asked this week. Ronnie.
Man, first vice president? I don't know, man. Sorry.
How about the second vice president? You know that one?
Say it again.
How about the current vice president?
Biden?
Sarah Palin. Sorry. Incorrect. Mike.
What's up?
He's like, oh, my gosh, how much did I drink last night? Mike, what's up? You got an answer?
Andrew Jackson.
Wrong.
Well, you don't have to be so rude about
it, Matt. Sorry.
How about this? I'm sorry, sir, that is incorrect, but thank you so much for calling.
But thank you for trying.
Red, White, and Who? really mean. You've been hanging out. You know, he's Vickery. Yeah, he wrote. Yeah, bro, too many Sunday Digest shows.
Been Vickery.
Sunday Digress. Sunday Buzz. It's many incarnations, all featuring a smug host and a victim of a producer. Kenny.
John Adams.
John Adams.
Correctamundo.
There you go. Doesn't it feel good to tell him he's right?
Positive reinforcement. That's right.
Kenny, congratulations. That was actually the easiest one so far, so I hope that becomes a trend. Although, I kind of like to see people struggle, too. Although, I don't know. That's the first one I've actually known. The other he's asked, I had no clue.
Yeah.
So you always go, oh, that's easy. Well, why? Because I know it. Okay.
Yeah, if that were Matty T's back there, he's like the architect from The Matrix. He knows it all.
He does.
He's seen it 6 times previously.
Yes. But if you get it wrong, you don't die, which is good.
Yeah, that's true.
There are always green neon lights flashing behind his eyelids.
Yeah.
Ones and zeros. He sees his whole world in binary code.
That's for a different reason, though. It's a whole different thing. All right, Evan is here and Sporting Life Arkansas taking a look back at this week in history.
Yeah.
So you've got a few items here that I found particularly interesting. To me, John White will go down as one of the great villains in the history of Arkansas. Maybe not everybody agrees with that, but as I said during the whole Houston Nut fiasco, this man is not fit to run a lemonade stand. But
I'm coming from it personally. I mean, when I was a student at UA Fayetteville, he was the chancellor.
He was nice to me.
So and I never met him.
Okay,
maybe I shook his hand, but I mean, he seemed adept at the time at academics.
Okay.
Yeah.
So. Should stay out of athletics then, shouldn't he?
All right.
Anyway, so what's his anniversary?
So his anniversary this week, we talk about 10 years ago. There was a 5-year contract offered from White to Broyles. And Broyles accepted it. Up to that point, the future of Broyles' future at UA was very much, not very much, but somewhat appeared to be in doubt. There was a White had cited the health problems of Broyles at that point, who had surgery, I guess in 2002 to remove a cancerous prostate, and his wife was at that point was suffering Alzheimer's disease, and it was just an issue of did the leaders want Broyles around, and at that point they kind of cleared it up. They said yes, we want to keep him on, and they signed his contract.
Well, you know what? I commend him for that. Good move on that part. This is also the week that a former Alabama coach got himself in trouble. And, man, I wish we could go back to these days. What happened? It was so much fun when Alabama couldn't get it together in the coaching situation.
Program in shambles.
Where have you gone, Mike Shula? And where have you gone, Mike Price?
So many fewer cell phones at that point.
Oh, and man.
Cell phone video being taken. Because if this had happened in today's world, I can't imagine the YouTube.
Oh my God!
That would come out of this.
Larry Eustachy had pictures of him when he was running around with co-eds, and that was like 10, 12 years ago, something like that. 10 years ago, something like that.
It's kind of a dark point in my life. Thank you very much. Nobody rocks the mock neck like Larry Eustachy. Anyway, Mike Price. This is the week he got busted, huh?
This is the week. Yeah, ten years ago. I'm sorry. It would have been before this week, but he did sue Sports Illustrated's owner Time Inc. and the writer of the piece, talking about what actually happened behind the scenes at the strip joint, a lot of drunken carousing, and some woman helping Mike Price drive back to the hotel, getting out of the cab with him, and helping him to his room. He denied any sex was involved.
The contract for Coach Mike Shula, then of course, was approved directly after that.
Yes.
And
yeah.
Man, I wish they could get him back over there. That would be so awesome.
The Shula era.
He's actually I think he's the quarterback coach for Cam Newton now in Carolina, if I'm not mistaken, which is a difficult job in and of itself. What else we got? Oh, there's one of my all-time favorites, 25 years ago. Look at that. Nelson Catalina?
Catalina. There he is with the mustache. He'd be a more popular man because of the mustache today.
Coach Cat is one of the greats.
Renaissance.
He's a fantastic.
Is he around?
Yes. He's still up in Jonesboro area.
Okay.
Yeah, I saw him at the Hall of Fame golf tournament.
What's he doing?
He's, I think he's like in investments or something.
Okay.
But he's a smart guy.
One of the things that kind of blew me away, because I'm younger, but I did not know about this guy, Alan Bannister, who for a couple years was on ASU's team. 7'5", 300-pound center.
Never heard that story.
Transfer from Oklahoma State and originally from Great Britain. Jeff Reed was telling me, very big guy, not so good.
Needless to say.
Very big. Maybe possibly hit a game winner in against Cincinnati when ASU beat Cincinnati in Jonesboro in 1990. Haven't confirmed that.
Never heard of this guy.
Yeah.
There's a good where are they now. What else you got?
Where were they then? That's a good where were they then.
Kevin Reynolds was killing it. The Little Rock, the Sylvan Hills grad. He had a grand slam, career high, 5 runs, 25 years ago. And then, you know, 50 years ago, I thought this was really interesting. El Dorado native Lamar Hunt, who started the AFL way back in the late 50s. Gave him his own trophy. Also the guy who spearheaded the NASL, Pele's League, the original soccer league and now the MLS. He moved the Texans from Dallas to his franchise to Kansas City.
50 years ago this week. I didn't even realize that Lamar Hunt was from El Dorado. How did I miss that?
I mean, he, early on, he moved to Dallas and grew up.
Can we still
there.
Claim him?
We can claim him.
Okay, good.
Sure. The mastermind behind professional soccer, of course, would be an Arkansan in the United States.
You went all the way back to 100 years ago.
Yeah, I did. I plumbed that.
So what is it? What did you find 100 years ago?
100 years ago, what was happening on the sports page was the Little Rock Chess Club beating the Louisville, Arkansas Chess Club in a correspondence match. So apparently this was like mail-based.
With notation.
Right, yeah. Notation.
So they would send him a note and say king to rook 5 or whatever?
This is what I'm thinking.
I don't even know what that means. I'm just talking.
Way before the fax machine. I don't know if they telegraphed it or what.
That's
a
crazy.
Long game. Using an Evans gambit as an opening move.
Oh, that's such a cliche.
Yeah, I know.
That's so lame.
Right. Every time I've ever had a correspondence with snail mail chess match with somebody, they always want to start with an Evans gambit. I mean, that was 1827. I mean, the game has evolved, man.
When you open your letter, don't you like?
You just draw, of course. You just draw a big frown face.
Yeah,
over
I just
that
like
move.
LOLSMH every time.
We're gonna get
just mail it back.
Joe Klein on in mere moments. Oh, we try to holler at him now. Yeah, because I know that Evan also wants to talk about the NBA Finals, which are tonight. Game 6 is one we'll be talking about for a long time, especially if the Spurs don't win tonight in Game 7. It becomes less relevant of them blowing it if they win tonight. But if they lose, it will be one that will be talked about for the ages.
Mm.
It will. I don't think it will tarnish the run they had.
No.
But there will be a sense of, man, they really could have put themselves with the Lakers of the 80s and with maybe not the Celtics of the 60s, but they could have been right there, you know, tier two under the Celtics as far as greatest run.
Who was the best franchise in the last 15 years? Because the Lakers and the Spurs have I think exactly the same number or right around the same number of championships in the last 15 years.
The Spurs have 4, correct?
Right. Yeah, and the Lakers won back to back, and I think they've got 4 or 5, right?
Yeah, 5.
Yeah,
5.
Yeah, but the Spurs will have a higher, much higher winning percentage.
Yeah, but the Lakers won 3 straight.
They did. They do have 5.
It's an interesting question.
So I have no answer. Basically, I'm left with no answer. Ladies and gentlemen, we go to the Revolution Hotline and talk to Big Joe Klein, who is...